Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're in the middle of the 27th Cheshbon, which of course deals with the issues of a person being able to recognize Hashem even within the concept of Tzaros, to understand that different challenges that exist within life, we have a choice. We could be like Avram Avinu, who handled his Tzaros one way and understood that God was testing him. Or we can choose to handle them the way that Bnei Yisrael did in the Midbar, whatever that means on their level. They did not recognize the test. So now the Chovos HaLevavos tells us what is the difference when a person goes through challenges in life. What is the difference? And he suggests that we have a choice. It's not that the Yisurin are all of a sudden determined to be one way or another, but rather we have the right to accept them one way or another. And how we choose to accept them, do we want to see it just as purposeless punishment, or do we see them with a purpose that we can go ahead and glean from that will also help determine what it is that we do about them? We certainly know in the psychological literature that when a person goes through a challenge in life, if he sees no purpose whatsoever, then that challenge is something that, by definition, is something that can swallow him up. And in fact, the depression and the anger and all the other negative emotions can actually hasten one's demise, and at the same point in time, make the demise rather difficult psychologically, adding to the difficulty physically. And so, therefore, we have responsibility within our lives to choose. Are we going to choose to be to respond to our life's challenges with a negativity, or are we going to choose to accept them me'ahava, from love, with the understanding that there's a purpose and there's something for us to gain? If we see a purpose, then we will continue to make three commitments, as the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. Commitment number one is to accept upon ourselves that this is what is the mitzvah sabore, this is the command of God, and I too shall throw myself further into the command of God. So many people, Rahman al-Itzlan, so many people who go through challenge now all of a sudden find themselves davening with more intensity. They find themselves more involved in Torah and mitzvos. They make it their business to put more into their lives, and it's such an inspiration to us. I remember an individual I treated once who was not even Jewish, and this individual had lived a very, very sketchy, shady life. But when he saw that he was terminal, he made it his business. I remember meeting with him, and I remember talking with him, and he said to me, "If I have time left, I don't need to waste the time that I have." And all of a sudden, he became a model patient in the hospital. He went back up and spent time on the psych ward where he had spent time in the past for detoxing for drugs, to go up and meet with the other patients who are now on that ward, also perhaps detoxing, to offer them encouragement and to turn around and tell them that there is purpose and that they don't need to go through their pain the way that he had, and how we could and how that could be learned. I remember after he passed, they had a memorial service for him on the ward to talk about him in an incredibly positive way. This is the understanding when a person gets Yisurin, how he can go ahead and rededicate himself to Avodas Elokim, and how he can accept condition number two, which is the ability to turn around and hold on and not give in through the pain, and instead turn around and make sure that he holds on to double down his efforts at this point in time. This is Rav Matisyahu, is one of the issues in the Torah when we say Lefum Tzara Agra, when we say that when the harder it is for a person to fulfill a mitzvah, the more schar that a person gets, and the harder it is not to do an avera, says the Gemara in Kiddushin, we give him the schar as though he was an osei mitzvah, even if he's not doing that mitzvah actively. The third condition, of course, is that he turns around and accepts the challenges of the world, which is to say he understands that there's something that's missing, or that there's something that he had that has been lost. If a person has the ability to hold on to these things, then there is a purpose in life, and what he lost, what he thought he lost, and it will now and never recoup, becomes a opportunity for him to recoup something greater. This is the Ratzon of Hashem. This is the desire of Hashem. And if he holds on to it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to gain within the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us As we daven every single morning, about to be enu loli de chet, veloli de avon, veloli de nisayon, we ask Hashem not to bring us in the same way that He should save us from sin. He should save us from these big nisyonos. But if the nisyonos appear, and they do, they don't always have to be these great, challenging, gut-wrenching nisyonos, but even the opportunity to see that things did not exactly go the way you planned them, and then all of a sudden you're able to turn around and hold on to them. If we can hold on to those pieces and carry ourselves forward, we certainly will have a great day in the process. Have a wonderful day.